Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is expected to get a grilling tomorrow when he testifies before a congressional committee about his role in the Flint water crisis, in which researchers found large numbers of Flint children with above-average lead levels in their blood after the water supply was switched. And in Newark, New Jersey, children are going to be tested and the water shut down at 30 schools after lead was found in the drinking water. That's lead. In Vermont, officials are looking at PFOA. That's a suspected carcinogen that's been found in wells near former factories in both New York and Vermont that use the chemical to apply Teflon to fabric. Howard Weiss-Tissman of Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio has our report.
I think we've missed. We struck out again.
No. Richard Spies has been knocking on a lot of doors in North Bennington, Vermont lately.
All right, so we're going to go next door, and then there's one place across the street. Hopefully we'll find somebody in one of them.
Spies works for the Department of Environmental Conservation. And in early February, the state tested six private wells for the contaminant PFOA. Five came back positive, and Spies has been leading an effort to test every private well within a mile and a half of the former ChemFab factory, the suspected source of the contamination.
Hello. Are you Walt?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Walt. Richard Spies from the state of Vermont. We're here to take a sample of your water supply for you?
Sure. PFOA is a chemical that had a wide variety of applications. It was used in everything from microwave popcorn bags to firefighter foam and in Gore-Tex clothing before it was phased out last year. The American Cancer Society says tests on lab animals found exposure to PFOA increases the risk of liver, testicular, breast, and pancreatic cancers. In North Bennington, the company ChemFab produced an industrial fabric that was used for roofing material to cover domed stadiums, airports, and other buildings. Because it was unregulated, ChemFab was allowed to send the emissions up its smokestack, and environmental officials, including Richard Spies, now think the PFOA settled all over North Bennington.
They're certainly showing up probably in places where I did not suspect at first that they would. So we'll just continue to evaluate the information as we get it and have a chance to plot it and try and understand it. And then hopefully we'll have a much better understanding when we get more information.
The French multinational company Saint-Gobain acquired the ChemFab plant in 2000 and closed the facility for production in 2002. Saint-Gobain says they will cooperate with officials. The company has been paying for the water testing as well as for the bottled water that's being distributed to people in the area, to people like Andy Beckerman.
All right, we're going to wheel it right in here?
Wheel it right in. We'll just put it right in the mudroom.
Okay.
We'll call it the water room.
Right here?
Great. So are you delivering next door also?
Yeah.
Beckerman lives up the hill, above the former plant. But for him, the troubling water tests only confirmed the fears he had about the emissions from ChemFab before it closed 13 years ago.
The smell was just awful. It's almost indescribable, but it smelled like throw up in vapor. It was like it was just disgusting.
In the late 1990s, Beckerman and some neighbors called the state and met with the company, but Beckerman says the intense, irritating smoke continued until the plant eventually closed.
If they hadn't closed, we wouldn't have tolerated it. But the fact that the smell went away because they went away, we went away.
Just down the street from Beckerman, Jeff Weitzel is also coming to terms with the fact that his water's contaminated after receiving the results from the most recent round of tests.
Yeah, we're pretty concerned. You know, we raised our children beginning age 8 here, and you know, just not knowing what the potential long-term health effects are for our kids is very concerning.
Weitzel and his neighbors are not the only ones with concerns. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Shuren says the North Bennington crisis has been taking up all of her staff's time. She says there could be other contamination across the state where other small manufacturers might have worked with PFOA. Sheeran says the Environmental Protection Agency will be lending a hand as Vermont tries to wrap its arms around the scope of the problem.
People are raising concerns around the state, and we are working closely to process those concerns and get out and do some investigation of them.
The second round of water test results from North Bennington came in this week, and 52 of the 67 private wells showed elevated levels of PFOA. After the crisis broke, Vermont set its safe limit at 20 parts per trillion. The highest test results this week showed levels exceeding 2,700 parts per trillion. Tonight, the state will hold a community meeting to provide more information and try to answer questions from the growing and increasingly concerned group of North Bennington residents. For Here and Now, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.